Is Shibarium actually coming in August, or is it a big maybe? Hello, beautiful people. Shalom, moneymakers. I want to talk to you guys about Shiba Inu. Recently, I have been seeing comments in the Shiba Inu videos. I don't know if these are real people or if they're bots. It's kind of hard to tell. That are stating, I heard somewhere, right, that Shibarium is not coming in August, that it was just a theory that that could be happening, right? So we're going to touch on that, and we're also going to touch on PuppyNet and how is it doing free Shibarium deployment. All I ask is that you give me a beautiful smile, smishity smash that like button. Let's do the Shiba Shake. So after Shiba Inu reacted with a little bit of a pullback post CPI data, price of Shiba Inu has come back a little bit. Even though Bitcoin is down almost 1%, Shiba Inu is down only 0.5%. I made a video earlier tonight about why crypto in general and Shiba Inu in specific are not getting the CPI pump like the stock market has to do with the US government. So I'll link to that video at the end of this video if you haven't seen it. But as you can see, the total crypto market is down minus 0.5% here. And it'll be interesting to see going into, you can see there's the article there that we talked about. US government moves Bitcoin value at $300 million, prompting liquidation fears, right? So that's where we're standing currently in the crypto market. And so we'll need to move on from that. Usually these fears last for about 12 to 24 hours. Hopefully by tomorrow, all the fears are gone, and then the crypto market could potentially get that pump from the CPI data that we saw the stock market get today, creating new highs or local highs. So that could be very, very important for the crypto market because there was no bad news for the crypto market except that. So Shibarium utility soars to new all-time highs in just 2 days, puppy scam. So according to data provided by PuppyScan Explorer, over the past 2 days, a major rise in number of transactions has been achieved. Total number of transactions now stands at almost 29 million. If this growth rate continues, it is possible that by this weekend, the SHIB transaction count will be at 30 million milestone. The number of wallets addressed connected is 17 million. This has been for a while, with no wallets getting linked within the past week or even longer. Remember, these are all test wallets. So these are not real wallets. The wallets, I think they must have closed it off. And now they're just testing transactions. PuppyNet came out on March 11th. And now the big question is when Shibarium, right? First, he said, well, before May. However, when users began asking the same question before the arrival of June, Cosima said that his words were taken out of context and that he is not focused on any particular dates from that point on, right? Now, after the recently published blog post, Shibarium is expected to launch at some point after August 16th, right? But people are kind of freaking out, I think, in the comment section, and maybe people made other videos. To tell you the truth, I don't watch other Shiba Inu YouTube guys because I don't want to get influenced by their opinions, and then I listen to them, and then I'm like, oh wait, maybe that's right, and then I think like them, and then you don't get my perspective, right? Because I'm influenced by what they had to say. Sometimes we see the same articles, right? And so we have similar videos because we know already what you guys like. But I tend to not listen or watch their videos. So if somebody made a video saying this already, I don't know, right? But this is what I just saw in the comments. So basically, the blog that Shaitoshi released a few days ago was in Japanese. So we translated into Google Translate. And then in the Google translation, whoops, what happened? Technical difficulty time. Why did that disappear? Right, let's refresh. Where did it go? Do I still have it copied? Here we go. I don't know what happened. That was very weird. Okay, so basically in the article here and in a translation, right, it says, in addition, it is very likely that we will also discuss and release the long-awaited Layer 2 Shibarium, right? And so when I read that and I saw it, it's very likely, right? I was like, okay, right? It's in Japanese, so this is the translation. And maybe it says it's very likely, but it means that we're going to do it, right? And so oh, it disappeared again. What's going on? But anyway, I think there's some juju here in the translation. But if we go to they now released it, Chaitoshi released it in English, and it says it's also highly likely we will discuss and even release our long-awaited L2 Shibarium. So now it says highly likely, right? So before we weren't sure, right? Let's just see that again, what it said. Whoops. Right? It said, now I have to find it again. Technical difficulty time. Where'd it go? Here. No. Let's refresh. So basically it's the same thing. I don't know what happened here. Okay. Too much technical difficulty. But basically basically the fear here is that it says highly likely, right? And it doesn't say 100% for sure we're dropping Shibarium on this date on August. Guys, listen. It doesn't freaking matter if it's in August 12th or September 13th or October 21st or November 22nd, which is my birthday. It doesn't matter, right? We got excited because it seems like this will happen in the conference. It makes sense. Big event, right? Lots of people with the eyes on it. And it's highly likely. Why do they write highly likely? I'll tell you. Right, and this is my personal perspective because I have experience in this field. When you're doing testing and a new network, right, sometimes there's a Hebrew word called baltam, right? I think it's an abbreviation, right, of a sentence, which I don't know. But basically, I don't know what the sentence is. But basically, it means something happens that you weren't expecting. Right, and you have that something like that happen, maybe towards the last week of the test, suddenly a huge error happens. The network crashes and they try to fix it, but they can't. If they say 100% it's going to come out at the conference, then they have to, right? And if they don't and they stop it from uploading, then Shiba Inu's price will drop. If they upload it with errors and it crashes, price of Shiba Inu will drop, right? So they don't want to do that. Could be, till now, no major issues. So they write highly likely. Chaitoshi writes highly likely, right? That's what I would write. Because I don't know if it's going to be 100% ready. We're still in testing phases, right? Maybe yes, maybe no. Also, writing highly likely puts a little bit of tickle in people's, belly. I wanted to say something else, but I'm like, no, this is a PG-13 show, right? A little tickle in the belly, and highly likely. Ooh, yeah, maybe, right? Maybe, baby. It puts a little bit of intrigue. If they tell us it's coming, then we're like, okay, it's coming, right? We know, right? And so that's the current situation. So I don't want you to. If it doesn't, then it will come a few weeks later, a month later. It doesn't really matter. My outlook is Shibarium is a long-term thing for Shiba Inu, and it's bumping up Shiba Inu to the next level. Anyway, I don't think that the bull market is going to start until next year, right? Mid next year. So if it gets delayed a little bit, is it the worst thing? No. A few more months towards the bull market, maybe is better, right? So it's going to be very interesting. Don't forget to give me those beautiful smiles, smash those like buttons, check out the links in the description down below. And I never say goodbye, but I saw something interesting today that you say instead of, you know, when you anticipate you're going to see someone again, you shouldn't say goodbye. You see, until we see each other again. So until we see each other again, right? And like I always say, let's make a lot of money.